Good afternoon. I'm Adam Ragusea, and it's time for You to Ask the Mayor. Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett is kindly making his debut appearance here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, and we're delighted to have him. If you'd like to join the conversation, we certainly hope you will. Give us a call toll-free at 877-285-9348, or you can send an email to mayor@indiana.edu. You could also instant message to screen name WFIU Mayor. Mayor Bennett, are you talking to us from the third or the first floor of City Hall today?
The first floor.
So you're all moved?
Yep, we moved last Friday.
Wow, so what was the thinking behind that?
Well, I just, you know, it was kind of one of my campaign themes, but I just feel like the mayor's office needs to be accessible to people. And I have an open door policy. I've always had that in my career, and I wanted to do that here. And so we're down here on the first floor where anybody can come in and visit with us and talk with us, and just I want to be accessible.
So not to beleaguer the point, but what does an open door policy really mean for a guy like you who has a pretty busy schedule?
Yeah, it's very busy, but I block out certain times of the day to be able to plug people in. So if they stop by and I'm not available at that time, we can schedule them within 24 hours usually, give them a few minutes. You can't give them a long time, but give them that access to me and be able to come in and talk about whatever issues on their mind.
Anybody done that yet?
Oh, absolutely. I've had lots and lots of people. I've had about five or six today.
Really? What are they talking about?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Some of them have complaints, and some of them are just, you know, just thanking for the opportunity to be able to come by, just kind of, you know, wish me well, those kind of things. Just a little bit of everything.
People chatting about snow removal at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad, though. They were pretty understanding with the ice we had. It's mostly potholes, trash, you know, the typical kind of complaint.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's definitely a rough winter for that with all the fluctuations in temperature and all the moisture, yeah. Want to remind our listeners that they can give us a call toll-free at 877-285-9348 to chat with Mayor Bennett live. You can also send an email to mayor@indiana.edu. Now, obviously, one of the most dramatic aspects of your career as mayor so far has had to do with former Mayor Kevin Burke's lingering challenge over your eligibility to run for the office. And there has been a development in that. Both sides in the matter had requested that the state Supreme Court just go ahead and hear the case rather than having the appellate court have it crack at it first, and that motion has been denied. So it's looking like it'll go to the appellate court. How does this impact your daily life in terms of running the city? How much is it on your mind?
Well, of course, you know, after the election up until I took office, it was pretty time-consuming. I mean, it was pretty much everything was getting through that trial and processing. And then once I got into office, you know, my focus has been on, you know, moving the city forward. And really, I got a very short amount of time there to kind of do transitioning. So we're still doing transitioning, of course, but trying to conduct the business of the city at the same time. And so we were just wanting to, you know, we agreed to move it to the Supreme Court just because we want this thing to be resolved as quickly as possible. And when they came back with the ruling yesterday, it was pretty much where we heard about it yesterday was the first time. Actually, they'd done it a few days ago, but we didn't get the information until yesterday.
Me neither.
Yeah, and so nobody did. It was very interesting. But, you know, we were hoping that that would be the case, that they wouldn't see it as an emergency situation. But we were willing to, if they did, then let's move this thing forward. We just want to come to resolution as quickly as we can and get that past us.
Now, your personal attorney in the matter prior to becoming mayor is now the city attorney. Is he still representing you in any way?
Well, no. He's doing city business only. He's just been a good friend of mine and been my personal attorney for years. And we've got a different Bose McKinney law firm in Indianapolis handling this.
I see. All right. We've got our first caller of the day. Robert, you're on the air with Mayor Bennett.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. What's your question?
I want to know what is going on at Fruit Ridge Avenue and Ohio Boulevard, all the construction. I hope it's not a new development of expensive housing.
No, you mean the construction you see right there at the corner, right in front of Deming Park?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of the Thompson Ditch. It's the sewer line.
Speak a little louder. I can't hear you.
Okay, it's part of the Thompson Ditch sewer project that got started last year, and that will continue on. They will be wrapping that up sometime this spring or early summer. That it doesn't have anything to do with there may be some new homes going in out there, but that's a city project to improve the sewer on the east end of town.
Will they replace some of the trees that were taken down?
Yeah, we're going to try to do that. A lot of trees were taken down, especially up in that, Edgewood Grove and both Oakland Avenue areas. A lot of trees came down, and we're going to be working with Trees, Inc. and some other bodies here to replace as many of those as we can.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Robert brings up an interesting question, which is that, you know, you've inherited so many of these enormous and incredibly in-progress infrastructure projects.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything that you're looking to cut that's in progress or anything that you're looking to scale back? Or are you really going to try to scale, complete everything all the way as it stands?
No, that's a great question, and I get that question quite a bit.
Sure.
You know, Vigo County didn't adopt the Cadjet and the Edit tax until 4 years ago, so we didn't really have a lot of money to do those kind of infrastructure improvements. And the previous administration began a lot of those things that needed to be done, combined sewer overflow and just street improvements and those types of things, and I'm going to continue on with those things. You know, the governor's plan is going to have an impact on Terre Haute. In 2010, we are going to lose about $5.7 million. That's projected right now out of our city budget. It's about 10% of our city budget. So what I'm trying to do is be very cautious and be a good steward of the money right now, so when we get a couple of years down the road here and we have to make cuts, we're able to have some money set back and do some things so we don't have to have drastic cuts.
Now, you didn't testify before Ways and Means about this earlier in the week, did you?
No, I wasn't able to go on Monday.
What would you have said if you'd been there?
Well, I would have said, you know, I personally, I don't like property taxes just in general because it does kind of, you know, it's a serious issue, and property taxes have been going up. It's just I'm not so sure that this has been totally processed, that we know the exact end result. And some say it's just a switch of taxes, you know, from property to sales tax. I've looked at it. I know what the impact on Terre Haute's going to be, and I'm just adjusting and trying to prepare for that. But I think it needs a little bit more processing and be a little bit more well thought out. And hopefully the Senate side will do that. I'm just hopeful that we don't have the dramatic impact that I see coming. And so I'm kind of caught in the middle. I understand a need to look at things and do things the right way, but I'm just not so sure that the process that we're taking here is going to get the result that everybody's looking for.
Have you had any chats with the Vigo County government talking about the possibility of raising local option income tax?
I've not had that discussion. And, you know, this being an election year, I'm sure they're probably trying to shy away from that a little bit. At some point, we're going to have to look at some things, you know, and I don't want to increase taxes either, you know, but if we're going to cut it on this side, we at least need to maintain the level of service we have, and it's my responsibility to make sure the taxpayers get, you know, everything they're entitled to, and we spend every penny as wisely as we can. So I'm just kind of in the middle there, and really, it's going to be a big impact on the city of Terre Haute.
Let's go ahead and to some emails that we've got here. Here's an email. It says, Dear Mayor Bennett, what's your plan for cleaning up our community and educating our citizens about the negative effects of litter?
Yeah, that's another question that comes up a lot. There's a lot of people in this community that want to get involved in that, and I want to make them part of this process. We just, you know, the previous administration signed a new contract with our trash removal company over here.
Republic Services, right?
Right. And we are going to be implementing, you know, recycling as part of that. There is a cost to the individuals to do that, but we're going to go to trash cans with lids and do some things, at least from that perspective, to begin a process. But we've got to get the community involved to help us clean up Terre Haute. We can't just kind of expect the government to solve that problem by themselves. And I really, there's a lot of groups that I've already had meetings with that want to be a part of this, and we're beginning to have some initial planning meetings on how can we do this to educate people and get people on board. And the previous administration kind of got the code enforcement side of things going. We're working with that side, too, to make sure we're dealing with those that are habitual offenders, but to really try to get people to think differently. And we want to get into the schools and get kids thinking about throwing trash out the window. That's not a good thing. And try to do a comprehensive thing over the next 12 months to educate and deal with those offenders. And then with the new trash contract, with the lids on the trash cans, hopefully that will help us to begin to move in a positive direction.
That 20-year contract extension that got put through in just the last hours of the Burke administration, at this point, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I've had time to look at it and process with that with our attorney and with some other folks. And, you know, it's not as bad as it seems, but a 20-year contract is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, for anything. And that's kind of – that part of it is the part that I'm struggling with. If we totally cancel this contract. I'm not sure the next one's going to be any better. It might be shorter, but it could be more expensive for us. So we're looking at options. We're trying to work with Republic to see if we can maybe make some amendments to this contract. So we're just trying to work out to the best solution for the citizens of this community.
And Republic, in fact, owns the only suitable landfill in the Clayo and Vigo Solid Waste Management District. So I guess that puts you in a particularly tricky position there.
There's some very unique features to all of this that, you know, whoever comes in and does the trash, they're either going to have to dump there or take it elsewhere, and it's going to be at an increased cost from what we can tell. And so, you know, it's a balancing act. And I don't feel too bad about the contract now that I've had time to look at it, but 20 years is a long time.
Sure. I want to remind our listeners that we're speaking with Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett, making his premier performance here on the program. And you can call us toll-free at 877-285-9348, and we hope you will. You can also send an email to mayor@indiana.edu. And let's go back to those emails, switching gears here quite a bit. It says, we're losing our best and brightest minds upon graduation, and sadly, we don't have much to offer educated professionals who have other options available to them. What's your plan for moving Terre Haute towards being the type of progressive, forward-thinking, thoughtful community that would attract not only companies interested in bringing their businesses here, but also offer a higher quality of life that would attract and retain young, educated professionals who would enrich and make positive contributions to our community?
Yeah, there's clearly a brain drain across Indiana. I mean, it's not just Terre Haute, but we do have that problem here also. And, you know, sometimes I think people, and I'm not saying this person who wrote the email thinks that, but sometimes they put too much stock in the mayor themselves, by themselves in that position. What I want to be is part of a team here. And I've met with the president of St. Mary of the Woods and the president of Indiana State University and chancellor at Ivy Tech already. I'm going to be meeting with the Rose Holman president here very soon. And just beginning to process through those things, you know, what is it, and talking with the students, what can we do, what can city government do to make this a more desirable place? And I think some of those things are being a clean city, having a recycling program. It's having a good delivery of city services. It's having all those things that you expect from city government to help facilitate and create that environment. No, not a lot of red tape when people want to come here and start a business or expand their business. And so the discussions I've had so far, the people are encouraged. There's a lot of opportunity here. But how do we bring this together to make people feel a part of or want to stay here once they do graduate? And a lot of it just boils down to, can I get a good job? I mean, that's the bottom line is, can I get a good job?
Sure.
And we're trying to look at some things. There's a couple of high-tech things that are going on here right now that we're hoping to be able to get into Terre Haute. There'll be small companies with a lot of growth potential. Those are the kind of things we need to incubate here and keep here locally to give them those kind of jobs. You know, we just lost some Pfizer jobs. It was a real blow to the community. And, you know, those are the kind of high-paying, you know, jobs that just are hard to get. DADC is having some growth. We're going to have some increase in jobs there. We've got to work with the existing businesses and make the environment right for those newer high-tech, biotech, those type of businesses. So what I'm going to try to do is work as my part of the team to help create that environment that they can be successful here. And then in turn, there'll be job opportunities for these graduates.
Well, let's talk about Pfizer. That was a rough announcement. And that facility represents some significant public investment as well. And so what kind of talks have you or any of your representatives had with Pfizer about, even if Exubera isn't going to work out as a product, can that facility be repurposed in any way for use within Pfizer's other operations?
Right. We had an initial meeting with them about a week and a half ago. And it was more positive than I thought it might be. Not that there's a lot of glowing optimism, but it was just there are some potential opportunities, but we're trying to work out something where we can talk with corporate more on that level and find out what their long-term plans are. They made a huge investment in that plant. I mean, they spent a tremendous amount of money. And it's a brand-new state-of-the-art facility. You know, it's not totally completed yet from that perspective. It could be retooled, if you will. So we are attacking that and trying to find out if there is an opportunity with them or anybody else who might be in the market or looking for that type of facility. So it is on the table where discussions are taking place. I'm just not sure where it's going to go yet.
Any kind of timeline you could foresee?
No. We will be following up with them. We told them in about 2 weeks, so I would say next week we'll follow up here, and then we'll be dealing with corporate, find out what their plans are, and hopefully we can have a meeting with them.
Let's go back to the emails here. This is an email that deals with what seems to be a pretty hot topic of municipal conversation all across Indiana, and that's downtown development. It says, hi, Mayor Bennett. My question is about the future of downtown Terre Haute. Our last three mayors have each left their mark on downtown. Jim Jenkins built Center City. Judy Anderson had a study done by Hyatt Palma, which brought citizens together and asked them how they would want to see downtown develop. Then Kevin Burke had the Terre Haute House and other historic properties torn down to build a new hotel surrounded by parking lots. All three of these recent mayors also worked in preserving the federal building, which will go to ISU during their first or during your first term. Those three mayors also helped to get the Cherry Street parking garage built, which will open next month. Do you have any plans of your own for downtown Terre Haute?
Well, I don't think I have. I can't say that I have a specific project that I'm trying to attack. What we're trying to do, I just met with Downtown Terre Haute Inc. last week and talked about, you know, their ideas and their plans, and they're sharing with me. These were the things that were kind of on the table. Some of these things have been planned for many, many years, like that Cherry Street parking garage. Sure. Took about 12 years to get in place. You know, the new federal court building will be going during my term here. We are just going to try to facilitate and continue to do all the positive things that we can do as city government. There's some different ways I may attack some projects in the future as they're brought to us, but you know, I really want the private sector to thrive and be able to do and make investments themselves. And what we can do as a city is help them and do those things like, you know, put sidewalks in, hook them up to the sewer, all the things that we can do. And so we are meeting and talking to people about, okay, what other ideas, what other things are on the table that you'd like to do from an existing business perspective, and then help to continue this growth process. So I'm on board with that. I just don't have a specific project that I can tell you today that I want to accomplish downtown, but I think there's a lot of different things that are happening, and they need our assistance, and we're going to be right there to partner with them.
Well, this emailer brings up what seems to really still be a bit of an open wound in the Terre Haute community, and that is what happened with the Terre Haute House. Now, I don't mean to Monday morning quarterback the thing to death, but had you been in office, do you really think you would have pursued that project at all, or how would you have done it differently?
Well, you know, I've always felt like, you know, a building like that, if it needed to be condemned, then that would be our responsibility to condemn it and make some action happen. But for somebody who has a building and they choose not to do something with it, I mean, it's their building and it's their choice. So, yeah, something needed to happen. And the previous mayor, you know, decided to take that particular course of action and invest some, you know, taxpayer money and some redevelopment money in that project as kind of a spearhead or something to get the ball rolling. I appreciate that, and I can support that as kind of a catalyst. But then there's been some other things, you know, you have a trickle effect. And I think that I want to make sure that we spend the taxpayer dollars wisely and we give as much private sector investment as we can get. So there's a lot of people here that didn't want to see it torn down. They wanted to see it remodeled and reused. But I really believe that's in the hands of the owner and the investors on how they want to do that. And I just really think the city government needs to stay out of that as much as possible. But to partner with whoever it is, if they want to move it forward, how can we help? If it needed to be condemned, it should have been condemned and torn down. So, you know, I'm kind of in the middle. I guess I can see both sides of it, and I don't want to be picking winners and losers. I want to do what's right for the community. And so my attack probably would have been to try to work with those owners to get them to tear it down themselves and work that process, knowing it had been sitting there for a long time, and trying to help facilitate that and maybe not quite as much city involvement. But that was the route that was chosen, and it's turned out to be a nice addition to downtown Terre Haute.
I want to remind our listeners that we've got about 10 more minutes of Mayor Bennett's time this afternoon. You can call him at 877-285-9348, or you can send us an email to mayor@indiana.edu. Now, I got to ask, it seems that the talk of the town in Terre Haute has to do with something that's not even in Terre Haute, and that's the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds and the possible sale there. Do you as mayor have any kind of hand in that?
No, not at all. I've had people wanting me to jump into that fray. And, you know, from my perspective, I mean, everybody has personal opinions about things. And, you know, I'd like to see continued growth in Terre Haute, but it needs to be done between that private sector and those, in that particular case, the fair board. If they can work something out, great. If they don't want to sell it, you know, great. I think it should be left in their hands, and from my perspective as mayor, I see no reason to get involved in that, and it's up to those entities to work something out, and apparently they're on the track of not working that particular deal out from the paper today. So, you know, I understand both sides there again, too, and I just think they need to work that out themselves and not make this a political issue.
But it plays into something that was a big political issue over the course of your campaign, and that is the Gibson family, and really just the role of a couple of very prominent developers in the building of Terre Haute and areas around Terre Haute, and how that interacts with the public sector. Any chance you could just kind of rehash some of the criticisms that you had made over the previous administration along those lines?
Well, I really didn't criticize the developers. My point was really revolved around the proper use of taxpayer dollars. And I want to make sure that anytime we invest taxpayer money that we get some kind of a return with good-paying jobs, or we're spending it on infrastructure and, you know, combined sewer overflow kind of projects, those things that the taxpayers benefit from. And when you invest taxpayer money into things that create minimum wage jobs, like, you know, hotel jobs or museum jobs, those kind of things, those projects are awesome and great for the community, but I want to make sure that if we're going to invest taxpayer money that we get good-paying jobs in return. You know, I didn't agree with the TIF district out at the new Walmart on the east end of town.
Right.
I think TIF districts need to be put somewhere where we can create, you know, I'm not saying factory jobs per se, but some kind of a good-paying job and not retail jobs. I mean, I'm glad there's a Walmart out there. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But I don't want to use taxpayer money to fund retail projects. I don't want to use taxpayer money to create those kind of, you know, more of those low-paying jobs, because they're going to come anyway. And that was my whole point. I hope that Greg Gibson and other people continue to invest in Terre Haute. I'm just going to make sure when the city's at the table, it's going to be those things that with all the taxpayers, that the majority of taxpayers can benefit from, and not any individual entity or business or whatever it is. So I want to have a level playing field. That's all it is. I think these are good guys. I've met with them already. I've talked with them. They got a lot of good ideas. I'm just going to do things a little bit differently when it comes to investing taxpayer dollars.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something a little bit more mundane. I had to notice that you took a little bit of a beating in the Tribune Star editorial page last couple of weeks, talking about I think I've got it right in front of me here. It says the last Republican mayor did nothing for snow removal, and this one is following suit. Last Friday morning, we had only a 2-inch snow, but the streets were a mess and not a city truck in sight. Good thing for global warming, as the winters aren't as bad as they used to be.
Well, let me address that.
Sure, please.
We've not made any changes at all in the street department. The same department head is there. The same procedures are in place. The same equipment. The same staffing plan. We didn't change anything because we believe that was working. And we had 14 trucks out last week. We're doing the same as we did the previous snows this year that were done even before I took office. I'm not sure. I think that criticism was just somebody who was just, you know, they wanted to make their point known, and that's part of my open door policy. I've had people come in and tell me about other things that they just don't, you know, they'd like to see a change in, and that's fine. I want to hear those complaints. We made contact with that individual and tried to, and one of the things, a particular, you know, a piece of that is it all depends on the timing of the day, and we got some ice with that snow, and so, you know, some things can vary a little bit, but the guys were working hard. We're really trying to do what's right, and we'll take that into consideration and make improvements as necessary.
We've got a couple of more emails coming in here. Here's a quick question. It says, how about the future of bike trails in Terre Haute?
We are going to continue to do bike trails. My opinion and my thought is I want to make sure we create bike trails in places where it's safe. And one of the things that I struggle with and I've had a lot of complaints about is like on 4th Street here where we created a bike trail down into the Farrington Grove area, which is good. I mean, it's nice that we have one. But it's very dangerous to cross the middle part of town if you've got kids on, and that's one of the complaints I'm getting is family saying it's kind of hard to cross through ISU down to Farrington Grove. I want to put these trails in places like, you know, the Heritage Trail we have out east, and we're looking at some, when we abandon some railroads here, to put in some additional trails. We're going to continue with trails. I think it's an important part of what we're doing, but we're going to make sure we put them in good places and that they're very, very safe for people to use.
Well, the distinction you seem to be drawing there is between recreational trails that are a little bit a little further away from the center of town versus really trails that are oriented towards getting people from destination to destination and really looking at bicycles as a valid mode of traffic for some people. How do you look at it that way?
Well, I see how you would draw that conclusion, but my point really is we expand a large amount of trails. We want to make sure we can create a system where people can get recreation, but also have that kind of spoke and hub, if you will, approach where we can get people to move around. Those that want to use their bikes, we want to create a safe environment for them to be able to ride their bikes. So it's kind of a mix of that. I mean, I understand your point. Our engineer's looking at that. We've got a meeting next week with some folks here that are, you know, that's a big issue to them, and we're going to share our vision, and it's to continue to move forward with projects similar to that.
We've got about 5 more minutes of Barrett Bettett's time here this afternoon, and there's time now for another call. 877-285-9348 is the toll-free number that you can call. But here's an email from Judy. It says, have you been able to fill all the appointments that you're responsible for? What about the park and recreation position?
That is one that we're interviewing right now. We're working on that one. I filled the fire department slot last Friday. You know, we're running a little bit behind here because of all the legal challenges.
Sure.
It was very difficult to get people to make commitments and to be able to invest the kind of time prior to me taking office. So we've had to do the business of the city and do transitioning, as I said at the beginning of the conversation. And so we're working on that. I think it's important to take the right amount of time to get the right people. I would rather have interim people making things work at this point than to rush to judgment and stick somebody in there. It's very important to me that people have that I'm hiring in these department head positions have people skills, customer service skills. We are going to work really hard to deliver a high-quality product to the taxpayers and citizens of our community. And so I'm taking the time that's necessary. I'm hoping by the end of this month that I will have all my positions filled. We're working really hard to fill the last couple.
Here's an email that says, I'm an active retiree with lots of disposable income. There's a lot of us baby boomers in the same boat. Not a few of us are looking for places which offer high quality of life in a friendly neighborhood setting. Uppermost on the minds of many in my generation are places to live which have strict controls on excessive and unreasonable noise, as from loud mufflers and so-called boom cars. Frankly, we hate noise hells. Any community which can vouchsafe is relatively quiet but vibrant, and the two are not mutually exclusive, is an environment that's going to attract the ones with disposable incomes. How about it, Mr. Mayor?
Well, there are laws on the books. We have ordinances that exist now with regard to noise, and we need to make sure we enforce those. I've not had a lot of complaints about that, so I've made a note here about that one.
All right.
And I've heard a few kids, you know, cruising down Wabash playing their things loud, and I reported that to the police myself, but we need to make sure we're enforcing the laws on the books, and all of them, but specifically that's an area that, as I said, I hadn't really had too many complaints on, but we will make sure that we take note of that and make that a priority to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, Mr. Mayor, we just have about 60 seconds left. If there's anything else that you'd like to touch on, we'd love to hear it.
No, I appreciate these opportunities. I think we need to do a lot of, education and communication and just let people know what's going on in Terre Haute, and that's going to be one of my goals. You know, I've just been in office here now just a few days and just really trying to get engaged with what's going on in the community. So soon they'll be able to hear more communication about what we're going to do as an administration. And I really appreciate the feedback. If people want to contact our office and come by and visit with me or send me an email, I encourage that. And we'll do the best we can to address that with them and take note of those things that we can do to improve. And really, I just want to engage and be open to the public. So that's just an important part of what we're going to try to do here. And I appreciate this kind of an opportunity because I know a lot of people listen to this show. I've heard that for the last few years, said, hey, did you hear the guys on the – so I think it's making an impact over here. And every medium we can use, I want to be able to do that and be available to the public.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and we look forward to having these chats with you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
This has been Ask the Mayor with Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett. I'm Adam Ragusea. Join us again next Wednesday. Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan will be our guest. Production support for Ask the Mayor comes from South Dunn Street Project, represented by Brian Lapp in Real Estate. For producer Colin Bishop and engineer Mike Paskash, thanks for listening.